Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Exodus chapter 12, verses 21 through 23. Then Moses summoned all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go at once and select the animals for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it into the blood in the basin, and put some of the blood on the top and on both sides of the door frame. None of you shall go out of the door of your house until morning. When the Lord goes through the land to strike down the Egyptians, he will see the blood on the top and sides of the door frame and will pass over that doorway. And he will not permit the destroyer to enter your houses and strike you down." The Perfect Lamb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Imagine living in Egypt during the time of Moses. Your parents are tired from making bricks every single day. They're confused because of all the crazy things that have been happening. The Nile River turning to blood. The outbreaks of frogs and bugs and hail and darkness. They aren't sure how they can possibly be rescued from their slavery to the Egyptians. And they especially don't know what to expect from this strange new festival called Passover. But they do know what God said to Moses and Aaron. They know that he commanded them to take a lamb and kill it at sunset. They know that God promised to pass through Egypt and put to death the firstborn son in every family, except the families who took the blood of this lamb and put it around the doorframe of their house. So you watch as your parents kill the lamb and paint its blood on your house. You wonder why your parents picked the best lamb, a perfect lamb. You ask your father why this perfect lamb had to die. His answer is simple. God promised us that we are going to leave Egypt and be free again. But before we can go free, someone has to die. And this perfect lamb died so that you don't have to. No blood of the lamb, no freedom. This isn't just an imaginary story that happened a very long time ago. The Passover looked ahead to another type of freedom that was needed. Every single person born into this world needed to be set free from sin. And so, God the Father made a way for that to happen. He sent Jesus to be the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It was simple. Jesus died so that all of us won't have to. No blood of the Lamb, no freedom. It's the middle of Holy Week, the time of year when we get to hear about Jesus' last days and hours before he died. Tomorrow, on Holy Thursday, we'll hear about Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples. Don't miss the reason that Jesus and his disciples were eating together that Thursday night. They were celebrating the Passover, just as God commanded the Israelites to do so many years ago. They were sacrificing a perfect lamb and watching as the perfect Lamb of God prepared to sacrifice himself. We pray to the perfect Lamb of God. Dear Jesus, thank you for offering yourself as the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Thank you for shedding your blood to earn my freedom. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.